Live from a secret bunker behind enemy lines on the frontier of free speech, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Wednesday, May 29, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know. Three. The new president of Michigan State University begins the long and arduous job of cleaning up the mess left behind by Larry Nassar and the indelible mark it left behind on the institution and so many people. Samuel Stanley Jr. has a monumental task in front of him. Number two, fixing the roads is now coming into view as the next big thing to be tackled in Lansing. And number one, insurance reform could be signed into law by the end of this week by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, but there are those that say, not so fast, and by the way, you're not going to save as much money as you think. But there are also those that say this is the right thing to do. They've been battling for it for a very long time. In fact, from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief includes Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, who joins me now, one of the proponents for insurance reform for a very long time. Rich, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Last week, after years of debate, the legislature acted on car insurance reform, one of the Michigan Chamber's top priorities. And this week and next week, we're hopeful that lawmakers will pivot to taking a look at how to further improve Michigan's roads and crumbling bridges across the state. So it's critically important that we keep moving forward and tackle these problems one at a time and work through them together.
So this is obviously a very significant week, a breakthrough in auto insurance rates and so forth. So here's what I am trying to get my arms around. Maybe you can help me with this, Rich. Personal injury protection, the PIP part of your insurance policy, is what's going to be impacted the most, correct? I mean, it can be anywhere from 30 to 50% of your policy, somewhere around 40% is average, talking to insurance agents. So depending on what coverage you pick, now you can still pick unlimited coverage, but you can also pick coverage of $500,000, $250,000, and then your savings are, you know, proportional to that. But how much money are we talking about saving drivers per policy? Do we have an idea on that yet?
Most drivers should save at least 20%, maybe 10% or 30%. A lot will depend on what choice drivers make. And Steve, you made a key point a moment ago. Personal injury protection, or PIP, is the main focus of these reforms. The coverage you have to repair and replace the vehicle is likely to remain the same. Another key factor for your listeners to know is that because of the sweeping nature of this legislation and the complexity, it won't actually take effect until July 1st of next year. And then some of the changes will be phased in. But as we look more carefully at the legislation that was passed, and the bill was written and rewritten and rewritten again last week, we're hopeful that this will have a positive impact and help lower the cost of owning and operating vehicles. And that should make it easier to fix the roads as we go forward together to repair Michigan's crumbling infrastructure.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is something that has been, you know, on the mind of Michigan drivers for a very long time. We pay some of the highest rates in America. This has been in the forefront. And why now? What took until now to get this breakthrough? I mean, I know the chamber, you've been out there for the last couple of weeks on this program, Rich. You said we needed to get three people behind closed doors. If we could do that, we could have it happen. We could get a breakthrough. Maybe they were listening to you.
Well, we hope they were listening. The Michigan Chamber represents 6,000 employers who employ a million Michigan residents. Almost all of those employees and employers drive to work every day, just like you and I do. So it was a critically important issue for a lot of Michiganders. I think one thing that really changed after this legislation was blocked again last year by greedy trial lawyers and unscrupulous medical providers is it became clear that this was really a serious statewide problem. A lot of members of the House and Senate who ran for election or reelection on both sides of the aisle promised that they would do something. I think it's unfortunate, but this issue really came to a boiling point. And I do think that the governor and legislative leaders deserve some credit for recognizing that this was a problem that wasn't going to go away. It kept getting worse. And I am also hopeful that part of what we've demonstrated here is that with encouragement and support from the Michigan Chamber and other groups, that a divided state government can make real progress on key issues.
Yeah, and Rich, you've certainly taken a lead on that.
Car insurance, we can fix the roads.
Yeah, you've taken a lead on that. That's what, you've been outspoken, you've been out front, and you've made your feelings known. And you said if we can get these three key people to skip the television cameras, skip the posturing, we can get something done. I do have one question here that I'm not clear on, and maybe you can help me with this. I believe we pay $220 per vehicle currently for the catastrophic fund, right? For the catastrophic care fund here in Michigan that is currently in place under the no-fault system. Will we still be paying that $220 per vehicle fee, or what happens to that in this legislation?
Steve, my understanding, and again, we're now going through the bill to make sure we understand it clearly, is that if you exercise the option to continue to purchase unlimited lifetime medical coverage, then you will continue to make a contribution to the Catastrophic Claims Association, and that claim could go up. We think as the legislation is implemented, more and more people will exercise choice and choose something less expensive than unlimited lifetime coverage. And so as you make choices and lower the amount of coverage, that assessment should go down and be phased out eventually. But it'll take a long time for that to happen. The fund needs to stay in place for people who were injured years and years ago.
All right. So I want to take a moment here. Rich Studley here with us, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. And tip my hat to you, Rich. In the latest Michigan Insider Survey, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce came out again as the most effective association in the state. More than 500 people asked. And once again, the most effective people at getting the message out and getting things done. So congratulations.
Well, thank you, Steve. This is the eighth time in 14 years that the Michigan Chamber has been ranked the most effective membership lobbying organization. That's a credit to our membership. We represent 6,000 job providers who employ 1 million Michigan residents. We have visionary volunteer leaders. And frankly, I'm blessed to work with an outstanding team of chamber professionals. But we're again ranked number one in this MERS Epic MRA survey of over 500 Lansing policymakers and decision makers, members of the Capitol Press Corps, lawmakers, association executives, administration officials. And it's a credit, I think, to our team. We have five very experienced career professionals leading our business advocacy team. In addition to the Michigan Chamber being ranked number one, 4 out of 5 members of our business advocacy team were also ranked as some of the most effective individual lobbyists. And so it's a very competitive business. It's a tough business, as you know. But we've been at it for 60 years, and we're going to continue to be member-driven and policy-focused and do our very best to be a strong advocate for state chamber members.
And again, as I mentioned, you've been on this program a handful of times here in just the last 2 or 3 weeks talking about what it would take to get auto insurance reform done. The formula that you called for, it came together. It works. So I guess that this this recognition is well-deserved. Rich, I greatly appreciate you being here, as always.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great week.
There you have it. Rich Studley, everybody, president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the best in the business, according to MERS and the people they asked. We're going to spend the rest of this hour talking about auto insurance, the roads, and everything else, how it affects you in Michigan. So don't go anywhere. We have some differing points of view straight ahead on The Steve Gruber Show.
Only one traffic light in the whole county, so nothing stops you from exploring. Magical drives, hidden paths, pristine beaches, cool running rivers, small town streets. This is Benzie County, part of the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, where life doesn't stop, it just slows down to an easy pace. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Go to visitbenzie.com.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.